Today on the Take Back Your Damn Life podcast, we are going to be talking about how in the F to prioritize your to-do list. Hey friend, and welcome to the Take Back Your Damn Life podcast, formerly the Growth Tribe podcast, a podcast where we're all about empowering you to take back your damn life on your terms. My name's Ellen, and I'm a former science researcher turned coach. So basically, I know exactly what it's like to feel like you're living a life that's not yours, because I've been there too. Hell, sometimes I still feel like I am. I'm constantly course correcting, learning about myself, and finding new insights and tips that have helped me take back my damn life and create a life I effing love. This podcast is a place for me to share those things with you. On this podcast, you're going to learn how to get clear, confident in who you are, and get consistent and productive AF so that you feel empowered to get out of your damn head and take back your life too. Think of it like productivity, but not just for your to-do list, for your life. So with that, let's get into this episode of the Take Back Your Damn Life podcast. Hey there, friend, and welcome back to the Take Back Your Damn Life podcast. Today, we are talking about how the F to prioritize your to-do list. This is something I get questions on all the time from people. And I am just going to tell you right off the bat, there is a video component to today's podcast. So plan on going to coachellen.com/podcast to watch that. You'll see a visual of everything that I'm describing in the audio of today's podcast. It's going to be super, super helpful. So my goal today is to give you a tool that you can use to help make this process a lot easier. Because I know that that's often the sticking point, right? You've got the to-do list, maybe you've got the planner, but figuring out which tasks should go first to help you move the needle, to help you really move towards your goals, that's often one of the hardest questions for us to answer. So I want to give you a tool today to really help you map out what truly are the priority tasks here. And you'll kind of start to see how even things like your business activities, exercise, laundry even, like how these things fit into the picture. This is a tool that we would use for like an ideal circumstance, a circumstance where maybe you have a team that can support you. Understandably, a lot of us as just people, or maybe if you're a small business owner or a solopreneur, this might be a little bit more difficult for us if we don't have a team. So we're going to be talking about that, how to work through that, and essentially how to deal with some of these tasks where we might ideally want to delegate it, but maybe we just can't yet. So the tool we're going to be talking about is called an Eisenhower Priority Matrix. And this is my favorite thing for helping you prioritize those to-do lists, those tasks. And it's actually something that I included in every single one of the Take Back Your Time planners. There's a page in there dedicated to this decision priority matrix, because how I kind of intended it is on those days when you have the crazy chaotic to-do list and you are just overwhelmed looking at it. Like, how many of us have had a day like that, right? If you've ever had a day like that where you're just overwhelmed looking at this never-ending to-do list in front of you, this is a great time to utilize this priority matrix, because it's going to help you decide which tasks you need to do first, which tasks to schedule later, all that jazz. So it's a really, really useful tool for that particular circumstance. But in general, maybe this is a tool that you bust out like at the beginning of each month or at the beginning of each week so that you can decide which tasks to prioritize that week and then which tasks not to. So you can use it on a daily basis, a weekly basis, a monthly basis to help you essentially structure how you're going to approach your to-do list for the day. So for those of you who are just listening to the audio of this, I'm going to explain this as in detail as possible. But again, there is a video component of this. Head to coachellen.com/podcast and you will find the video or the show notes for today's episode. In there, there's going to be a video. So if you're ever a little bit confused about what I'm talking about, highly recommend you check out that video. It's going to be super helpful. But again, I'm going to do my best to really make sure that I explain it thoroughly enough so that you know exactly what we're talking about here, and that you don't need the video. That's kind of the goal here. But in case you do, for those of you that are watching the video, I'm going to go ahead and share my screen with you so that you can see what I'm looking at here. So this is a decision priority matrix. This decision priority matrix is essentially, think of it like a square. And it's a square that you've drawn a horizontal line through and a vertical line through. So now you've got four little individual squares inside your larger square. Now, the top right square is going to be the urgent and important box. This is for your activities that are both urgent and important. And we're going to talk about what some examples of those might be. The top right square is the not urgent, but important box. And again, we'll talk about some examples. And then you have urgent, not important in the bottom left, and not urgent, not important in the bottom right. So how you would set this up, if you guys are listening, is draw a square on a piece of paper and draw a line, a vertical line down the middle and a horizontal line across the middle. You're going to label the left side of that square important on the top and not important on the bottom. And you're going to label the top of that square urgent on the left and not urgent on the right. So take a second to do that if you're just listening to this. Label the square exactly as I described, or if you're feeling particularly like, I don't want to write this out, maybe you're in a car, just plan on Googling Eisenhower priority matrix later, okay? But that paints a picture of what this looks like. But essentially, how do we use this? So we are going to start with the top left quadrant here, explaining and describing how this works. So the top left quadrant in this matrix is labeled urgent and important. These are your tasks that are both urgent, meaning that they have a deadline, but they're also important, meaning these are things that you value. These are things that are very important to you, to your life, to perhaps your work, whatever. But these are things that are you consider to be both important to you, but they also have that urgency. There's a deadline. So this is what we call the do it category. Items that fall into this category are things that we want to make sure we do and we want to do ASAP. They're things that have a clear deadline and things that have consequences if we don't follow through on doing them. So stuff that falls into this category is going to have those definitions. So it's urgent, it's got a deadline, and it's important. So some examples of things that might fall in here is maybe projects. Maybe you have a client project due. Maybe you have a personal project. That is something that would fall into this category. But again, it's something that has a deadline that is imminent, like that day, that week, that month. Those are the things that are urgent. They've got to happen in that time frame because that's when their deadline is. Something else might be like maybe a draft. You know, think back to when you're in school, you had a due date for the draft for your essay. You know, maybe it works the same way with the kind of work you're in. You need to have a draft of your proposal or something like that by X day, by the 15th, whatever. But having those deadlines helps you know, okay, these are urgent, these belong in this category. Some emails might be considered urgent and important. So maybe it's an email that you really need to respond to by a particular day because maybe you're planning an event or something. So these emails need to be responded to ASAP. There's urgency there. Another good example of something that is considered urgent and important that has nothing to do with like work or anything like that is if you've got to pick up a sick kid from school. Urgent, it needs to happen ASAP, and it's important. You care about your kid, right? So these are some examples of things that would fall into that first category in the top left of the decision priority matrix. They're things with, again, clear deadlines and things that have consequences. And things that fall into this category are things that you want to do right away. So now let's look at the next category. So the next category is the top right of the decision priority matrix. These are things that aren't urgent, so they're not urgent, but they are still important activities. So this is what we call the schedule it category. So these are things that maybe they have set deadlines, but they're more things that are going to bring you closer to your goal. These are the items that we tend to procrastinate on. There are things like strategic planning, like planning out, okay, when am I going to work on these things? There are things like personal and professional development fall into this category, the not urgent but important category. Networking might fall into this category depending upon the profession that you're in. Exercise. Exercise is a great example of a personal item that would fall into this category. Things that fall into this category, which those are some examples. These are things that we want to schedule. They may not be something that, you know, it's going to get done ASAP, like first thing in the morning on any given day, but they are things that we want to make sure that we're scheduling into our day. For example, my exercise, I've scheduled that in throughout my week. I basically know from Sunday night or Monday morning, depending upon when I do my weekly review, when I'm going to exercise any given day of that week. professional development and personal development are the exact same way. I basically know at the beginning of the week, because I blocked it out in my calendar, when I'm going to work on my personal and professional development. So these are all things that are going to fall into that not urgent, but important category, the top right of our decision priority matrix. So first category was our do it category. There are things that have clear deadlines and consequences, like picking up a sick kid from school or, you know, project deadlines. And then our second category is the schedule it category. They're not urgent, but they're important. Things like professional development, planning, and exercise. So now we're going to move into the categories that are not important. And our first one here is the bottom left. So right below our very first category, it's urgent, but it's not necessarily important. So these are things that need to be done, but maybe they don't specifically need you to do them. These are things like we would call them busy work when we were in school. I freaking hated busy work when I was in school. I don't know if you're with me on that one, but that's the stuff that would fall into this category. So, you know, when you're in school, busy work's one thing, but what does busy work look like when you're an adult? It might be something like if you have a business, maybe it's uploading blog posts, or like if you have a podcast like me, maybe it's uploading the podcast content or uploading the show notes, stuff like that. It doesn't necessarily require me to do it. So that would be something that would fall into this category. Other examples are things like scheduling. So scheduling meetings, maybe, you know, booking travel arrangements. Think of these as things that if you were like some big shot CEO, ideally you would have an assistant handling the vast majority of these things. House tasks might also fall into this category. A lot of people, you know, as they get more successful and they have the financial means to do this, they will hire out house tasks. They will bring somebody in to mow their lawn. They'll bring somebody in to do their laundry. They might even bring somebody in to meal prep for them. So these are things that would fall into this category. And I've given a lot of examples here of things that, you know, a big shot CEO would hire out, because in an ideal world, these are things that we would want to delegate. Now, most of us are probably not in a position where we can. Maybe we can't afford to hire out some of these things that we need to get done. So how I kind of approach this is I always approach these from a done is better than perfect perspective. So my goal is to really just make them take vastly less time, but I also kind of prioritize them or from look at them from the perspective of I schedule these things. So like meal prep, scheduling, I've got time blocks in my calendar to make sure I do these, but I'm also trying to consolidate a lot of them together. When I was back in graduate school, Sunday was almost kind of like my admin day. It was like all my administrative tasks would fall into Sundays. I would clean. I would do my laundry. I would meal prep. And I would do it all at the same time. And it worked quite well. You know, meal prepping, when you're cooking things, there's usually a bit of hurry up and wait that's happening there. You know, you put something on the stove, you wait for it to cook, or you put something in the, you know, the oven and you wait for it to cook. There's downtime while you're waiting for it to cook. So go throw in a load of laundry. Once you throw in a load of laundry, there's downtime there. There's time for you to wait. So in those pockets of downtime, I would do other things like clean or plan or schedule. So I tried to, how I approach these things, because I'm also in a position where I can't delegate and hire out everything that I want to, I do my best to kind of consolidate them together to make it more efficient. So that's a way to approach this category that doesn't actually involve hiring out or actively delegating. If you've got a team though, if you've got a team and you've got the financial means to hire out some of these things, do it. From perspective of productivity, your time is better spent working on the last two categories that we talked about, the urgent and important category, as well as the not urgent important category. And again, if you're confused about any of this, I'm just going to reiterate, head to coachellen.com/podcast. I have a nice little video that I'm making right as I'm recording the audio for this, where you can really see how this is laid out and how you could use this in your day-to-day life. So now that brings us to our last category. Our last category is the things that aren't urgent and aren't important. And I bet you know exactly what I'm going to say about this category. Things that aren't urgent and aren't important, they periodically end up in our schedule or on our to-do list or whatever. But basically, these are things that are distractions that often make us feel worse after doing them. We feel like we've procrastinated. We feel like we've wasted our time. And if you're, you know, somebody like me who productivity is so important to you, you know, personal growth, taking action is so important to you, this is the stuff that after you do it, you're kind of mad at yourself for, right? So some things that fall into this category, things like social media. And another thing that I added was a lot of email falls into this category. So this is something, all of this stuff's okay in moderation. I freaking love Instagram. I'm always on Instagram. If you're not following me, follow me at Coach Ellen on Instagram. It's the best way to get to know me. It's the best way to get to see a glimpse into my day to day. I share a lot of my routines, my productivity tips in real time on Instagram. I love Instagram. I'm not going to tell you to not use social media, but the idea here is to use things in moderation. One of my big goals this quarter of this new year is to set some better boundaries around being, you know, plugged in content consumption, being on social media. So I'm working on this one as well. Like, I am not perfect here, friend, not at all. So think of something maybe that you do too much of. Maybe you check your email too much. Maybe you're like me and you're on Instagram a little bit too much. If that's the case, then we should definitely connect on Instagram. So reach out, follow me, DM me, because let's support each other and not being on Instagram so much. But a big thing I see with a lot of people is being on their email too much. I've actually done a good job at setting boundaries on my email and, you know, being connected to my work email, for example. But these are definitely some things that if we don't delete them completely from our lives, we at the very least just could really, really cut down on. So this is the decision priority matrix. I know I've explained it in words for you on the podcast, but again, I'm going to really encourage you to check out the video that I made online, coachellen.com/podcast. If you're having trouble visualizing it, or at the very least, just Google a picture of the decision priority matrix, because seeing it visually helps you kind of understand how to use it. But really the idea here, again, we want to give you a tool to figure out what the heck tasks from your to-do list are the things that you actually need to do first. How do you prioritize your to-do list? And the decision priority matrix, something for me, even if I'm not physically filling out the matrix, just thinking about the tasks from the perspective of what's actually urgent here and what's actually important here, that really, really helps me to make sure that I'm spending my time in the right places, prioritizing the right things. And sometimes that's the most difficult thing to navigate when it comes to your productivity and when it comes to your to-do list. So I hope this was so helpful to you. I hope you've headed over and checked out the video if you're at all confused. Or, of course, DM me on Instagram. Send me a message at Coach Ellen if you have any questions about this. Maybe I'll make a little personal video for you and explain anything that you're confused about. So don't ever hesitate to reach out to me. But I hope you got so much out of this. And with that, I'll see you all next time. Bye. But before you go, one last thing. If you enjoyed the hell out of this episode, there's a couple things you could do. Podcasts grow and thrive because of you, the listener. You help me and my guests spread this message of taking back your damn life. And so I would appreciate it if you would share this episode. Maybe you have a friend that you think absolutely would love it. You could also rate the podcast, submit a review, or just share a screenshot on your Instagram story so that I can shout you out and send you a huge thank you. Otherwise, that's really it for now. So thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for listening. And until next time, friend, go take back your damn life.